In the case of the Rohingya, this is a long-standing problem. They've never really been viewed as citizens of Myanmar. In fact, 800,000 of them or so are stateless, so they don't even benefit from Myanmar nationality, and that obviously brings with it a whole range of problems. If you're stateless, you really have a very difficult time. But in addition to the Rohingya, where there have been many problems for many years, the violence has spread into other Muslim areas in a very worrying way in the last few months. And we believe the government needs to do a great deal more to tackle this and to dampen the fires of interreligious tension.
Has the government been seen to be doing anything to end the discrimination and violations?
Well, the president of Myanmar has made some important statements on the need to end discrimination and violence and talked of the need for mutual respect and tolerance between different faiths. And that is important. You need that kind of leadership from the top. But I think what we're not seeing is really concrete actions to bring that about. And our concern is that the reforms taking place in Myanmar, which of course are hugely welcome, could very easily be undermined if the government doesn't grapple seriously with this problem. And to give just one example, just recently in May, last month, it was announced in one part of Rakhine State that Rohingya Muslims could only have a maximum of 2 children. And this is not applied to people of other religious faith in that area. So blatantly discriminatory targeting of one group to the degree of saying how many children they can have. So this type of thing, of course, reinforces the idea that they're second-class citizens, and also the fact that the people who've been abusing them, attacking them, killing them, burning down their villages, are not appearing in the courts.
Has there been any arrests or any prosecutions when it comes to these violations?
Hardly any, and most of those that have been have actually been of Muslims, so for instigating problems in some way or other, whereas the mobs of Buddhist monks in some cases, or villagers or neighbors, and also security forces who've been committing violations, virtually none of those have been arrested and brought to the courts. And of course, again, that sends a terrible signal that somehow it's okay to attack Muslims, not just Rohingyas, but also other Muslims in the country. You can attack them and you get away with it. And that has to stop. I mean, the law has to be applied equally to everybody, no matter who they are, what gender they are, what ethnicity, what religion.
The government of Myanmar has in the last few months been welcomed back into the international community, seen very positively. Do you think this ongoings are going to affect the image the government has cut out for itself?
The government clearly has made huge strides in the past couple of years and sent off very positive signals about reforms. But our concern is if this very ugly, underlying, inter-ethnic, inter-religious tensions, which are resulting in people being killed and huge numbers of buildings being destroyed, if that's not dealt with soon, it could spiral really out of control and undermine everything else that's going on in a much more positive light. So we do feel the government must deal with this more effectively.
What kind of engagement has the UN Human Rights Office got with the government of Myanmar? Do you have a presence there?
We don't yet have a presence there. We have had staff going in and out of Myanmar over the past year or so, including from our regional office next door in Thailand. But the government actually invited us to open office in the country last November, which was very welcome. I mean, obviously, we can do a lot more to help if we're present in the country. We can help advise, we can help do training, we can help point out difficulties before they become too big. And unfortunately, the negotiations on the opening of that office have sort of really dragged on since then, so we don't seem to be very much closer to it actually happening yet.